it's under control. Show me Soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with star stuff, then you come up in park clothes. Girl, I'm new, suit me, my Bugatti, the same nose. Show me a perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips, like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it.
Maybach music.
In the world of so many, baby girl, you are that one. I deserve that. I deserve you. Whoa. Born stunner, I can blow money. 50 when I'm shopping, that ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime. Living this fast life, just show me a sign. I'm a G, I'm a G. Took her from the lane, put her on that condo on that beach. All she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I fiend is a queen in my presence. I can hold until I die. A couple G's in a bezel, I'm a boss. Cause every day I'm hustling. Double MG win it and the streets is loving it. All this paper coming and my baby touching it. I pin her to the wall, you know this boy be busting it. Fur coats in the winter look like a polar bear. Stunning in the snow, these haters, they can go somewhere. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, indoor court, tugging Ray J moves. Seven Rolls Royces, pink slips like a boss. Champagne on the body, time to lick it off. Me and baby girl a winning combination. Ownership is my conversation. I'm a boss. What you saying, baby? What you
saying? And I'll do whatever you say.
Boss.
Gooch. Hey. Tell you off top, I'm bossed up. You ain't talking money, don't talk to us. I'm steady stacking that guac up. Ball harder than you when I'm locked up. You type jet pop up when you roll neck. Got mine growing like grapevines in the backyard. Come look, bruh. I pull up, hop out, bam, jet pop out. Hey, better watch out. Steer around with that block out. My style's mean till it's hostile. And aggressive, dawg, come check it out. Spend a couple meal, no stress at all. Big bank roll, no checks at all. FYI, I'm flexing, y'all. Game ain't one professional. You small ball like golf balls. I basketball, go ask your bro. Tell her it's open sesame. Abracadabra, she for me. Like Tada, while I Gucci, Louis, Strivers, Prada.
Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave mad. Two bad, bad, then I got him out of man. The way I make the word disappear, call it man. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic. Way to ask, cause I forgot to do my task. Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic. Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport. Boy, I smoked the blunts, man, I burn them up like Newport. $50,000 on Superstar tire. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. All this damn cash make wanna retire. Gotta drop a half for half, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't no no forgage. Too bad, bitch, wanna fuck me the greatest. AOG in a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead, do a 360. Tracking on the Sprite, got it all in it. I'ma ask you not, better church my pepper. Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave magic. Too bad, bad, then I got him out of magic. The way I make the word disappear, call it magic. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic. Now, boy, that's true inspiration. On the Ashkenazi kid, no such thing as limitation. Round down 20 in the motherfucker. Just left magic in the motherfucker. Two trailing in a beamer out of Germany. Got a thing for me, don't wanna sing for me. They like my energy, I'm an embassy. I know tricks like Chris Angel. I don't trick, but I can make you famous. You would disappear from your past life, you're a real pill. And go out of sight, I'm Pluto talking. Jimmy walking, when you walking. I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on Earth and now I'm sci-fi. Why lie? I stay high, my b**** on they high horse. I double back like 2 cups. I pull out in that new push. Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave magic. Too bad, bad, then I got him out of magic. The way I make the word disappear, call it magic. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, tell it not, parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on it, for any other drinking magic.
This Prince song inside my head. Hands up if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time.
Good morning and good
time. Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, this is Motivation Station on your official Hark Radio station at Hillsborough Community College. I'm your host, Lovely Lynn. Having a little connectivity issues, but, you know, we're on it now. So hope your day is going well. And just wanted to check in and hope the weather is a beautiful 85 degrees out there today. So you guys, I hope you're enjoying your day. And, wow, I mean, it is the end of October already, and it's Halloween. So hopefully you get your costumes ready, you got your trick-or-treaters ready to get started, and get out there and get candy and be safe. I am here to lift you up, motivate, and encourage. So, you know, the motivational quote of the day is, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind, and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become reality. And that is by Earl Nightingale. Coming up, we have a great show lined up for everyone today. We will be talking about the election, voting, motivational topics as the name of my show, and also what's coming on in the area. But first, we're going to kick it off with my favorite song here is, you know, my show tune is called Golden by Jill Scott. Enjoy.
I'm holding on to my freedom, can't take it from me. I
Okay, everyone, that was Jill Scott's, one of my favorite, as I always say. To start this show off, it's Living Your Life Like It's Golden. Yes, you are listening to Motivation Station, the official Hawk radio station here at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida. I am your host, the lovely Lynn. Let's get started on our show today. We're going to be talking about, of course, the upcoming election. And what do you guys think? You know, are you glad it's over? You know, are you almost over? Are you voting? Are you getting out to do your civic duty? Are you getting out doing your civic duty, getting out and voting? So hopefully everybody is. You know, Election Day is getting here, and early voting has started. And I think early voting runs up to November 3rd. So everybody try to take advantage of that and get out there and early vote as soon as possible. The eligible voters can vote at any site within the county. Unlike Election Day, you know, you have to go to your assigned polling places. So a lot of people don't know that. And so I remember I did that once and I got a letter saying, you know, you need to go to your assigned polling place. Some of the points that I wanted to talk about is, you know, regardless of what your party affiliation is that everybody should get out there and make your voices be heard. And always try to, you know, get involved in some way, form, or fashion. There's some things that are maybe not, you know, that directly impacts you, your friends, your family, and pay attention to all those things. One thing that I would tell anyone is to research. You know, a lot of people don't research. You know, you get this sample ballot in the mail, most of us do, and you look at it and or you don't pay attention to it when it comes to your home in the mailer. Then you get to the election place and you go in the booth and you look at this ballot and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know any of these people, you know. So try to educate yourself as much as possible. Do your research, see what they stand for, you know, make true voting. I know people come just for particular things that may affect them and or may not affect them. So just get out and know your amendments. I've always had an issue, you know, sometimes because I did not look at my ballot and just like, you know, what do these amendments mean and what do they mean to me and what's going on with these amendments? Look at the amendments and see and make sure you're making a good decision on voting yes or no. Read the amendments. I know that sometimes I get in here and I'm like, I don't know. And you could vote yay or nay. Could be a for you or against you. So, you know, sometimes it's best to just read your sample ballot and, you know, select issues that are best for you and your family and your community. And just have a more clear picture of what's going on with that sample ballot. I know that there's a lot of tension here in the United States. And, you know, we all want to have a great place to live, a safe place to live. And, you know, you have to just, you know, be a part of the solution and try to, you know, get yourself involved. And, you know, if there's something that's happening that you don't like, run for office yourself, you know. Take up a cause and try to get involved in community and, you know, make a change. Make a change for yourself. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. The news stations are going off and everybody's, you know, trying to get their last bit in. So, you know, And as that's going on, the world's still happening. You know, I believe the Dodgers won the World Series last night, and it was a little excitement from that. And so, you know, there's peaks and valleys here, and that's going on in the world. So, yeah, that's pretty much it when it comes to, you know, voting. Just get out there, vote, you know, make your voices heard, and yeah, that's pretty much it for that. Coming up in my segment, you know, we're going to be talking about, I guess, you know, something that even though there's a lot going on, a lot of anxiety is high, you know, people are stressing over several issues, and motivation is something that I try to bring and try to help people, you know, uplift themselves and try to think of things positive. You know, at the end of the day, what's going to be, going to be. We have to manage regardless, you know. So, you know, with that, I am going to take another little break. And ironically, the song is Better by Khalid. And enjoy, and I'll be right back.
Feels better than it. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than it. Nothing feels better. I'm not. But we don't got it high. This is what you like, I'll admit. Nothing feels better than it. We say we're just friends, but I swear when nobody's around.
Take you back when you say Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. No, no.
We don't let you lie.
Nothing feels better than this.
Welcome back. That was Better by Khalid. Very nice grooves. And again, you're listening to Motivation Station.
The nature of our enemy is unclear.
Live here at HCC Live on radio. I'm your host, lovely Lynn. And this segment, we're going to be discussing, motivation. I'm in psychology, and it's been very interesting here at HCC and learning about motivation. And I was looking at an article from the master classes, and the question, I guess, is like, what is motivation? And it says motivation describes wants or needs that direct behavior towards a goal. In addition to biological motives, motivation can be intrinsic, which is internal factors, or extrinsic, which is external factors. Extrinsic motivated factors are performed because of the sense of personal satisfaction that they bring, while extrinsically motivated behaviors are performed in order to receive others, to receive something from others. You know, other people motivated, like during the storm, after the storm, people with extrinsic motivation is when people came out the neighborhood, and the neighborhood, there was debris everywhere, and everyone came out and started cleaning up and helping each other, getting things together. And it was just like this big pool of motivation that was actually taking place. And so we can see how certain things motivate you. And a lot with motivation, you talk about like Mann's law and the five levels of Mann's law's hierarchy of needs. You know, you can't really talk about motivation without talking about those things. And if anybody know what Mann's law's theory, it presents his hierarchy of needs in a pyramid shape, with basic needs at the bottom of the pyramid and a more high-level intangible needs at the top. A person can only move on to addressing the higher-level needs when their basic needs are adequately fulfilled. You know, we got physiological needs is the first of the ID. Driven lower needs on Mann's law therapy are the physiological needs. These most human behavior survival needs, such as food and water, sufficient rest, clothing and shelter, overall health and reproduction. You know, we all need those things, and those things become very, very like, they're basic because we, you get them every day until they're taken away from you. And so, like during the hurricane when people lost food and because of lack of power and the water, those things become very hard to live without, you know, and that's anybody, human, any animal, you know, those are basic needs. You got the safety needs, you know, it's among the lowest level needs is the safety. Safety needs includes protection from violence and theft, emotional stability and well-being, health and security, and financial security. So when we look at, you know, the safety needs that are surrounded with the Maslow's law, it's just that those things are help balance us, you know, especially financial security. These days, everybody talk about the groceries and inflation and how housing costs and all these things are affecting that, you know, that falls under the safety level of the Maslow hierarchy. And so, you know, we just need to try to, like, I guess put things into perspective sometimes when we're dealing with things and how one affects the other. I think Maslow is a good way to break that down for you. The third one is the love and belonging needs. The social need is the third on the hierarchy. It relates to human interaction. And the last of the so-called lower needs. Among these needs are friendships and family bonds, you know, both biological parents, siblings and children, and chosen families, spouses and partners. You know, we all need that to be a part of something, and we all need that kind of support when we're dealing with balancing life and staying motivated and having good, secure family bonds and dealing with that kind of support, especially, you know, when it comes to physical and emotional intimacy, ranging from intimacy and emotional bonds that are important to achieving and feeling elevated, feeling of an elevated kinship. Additionally, membership in the social groups contribute to meeting this need, from belonging to a team of coworkers to forging an identity in a union, a club, or a group of lobbyists. They got a lot of groups here, like the SGA here at ACC, that you can be a part of, that, you know, have a large network that reaches out to be a part of things socially. There's a lot of things that people can do. I often wonder, like, man, you know, I mean, I'm at a certain age. I would like to do something different. You know, of course, I'm military, retired, and, you know, I've always been a part of something that was bigger than me. And so now it's like finding those things, because it gives, for me anyway, a sense of purpose and giving back, you know. The fourth is, of course, is the esteem need. The higher needs, beginning with esteem, or ego-driven needs. The primary elements of esteem are self-respect, the belief that you are valuable and deserving of dignity, and self-esteem, confidence in your potential, personal growth, and accomplishment. Maslow specifically notes that self-esteem can be broken into two types, esteem, and which is based on respect and acknowledgement from others, and esteem, which is based on your own self-assessment. Self-confidence and independence stem from this latter type of esteem. So, you know, everyone want to, you know, have respect. Everybody want to, you know, feel with and operate in dignity and self-respect. So, you know, if you feel, you know, there are things that you need to do to help, you know, boost your self-esteem, try something new, get out there and get involved in any type of sports that you're able to do physically, and, you know, help manage and balance life with, you know, sometimes, you know, there's no growth in comfort. And I tell my kids that all the time, you know, you want to always evolve. It's never ending. You know, you always want to evolve, evolve, and try something new. You know, when you're comfortable, you get stagnant, and you start questioning yourself, and you want to make sure that, man, a lot of people got a lot of untapped talent that, you know, they could tap into, and to make sure that, you know, they're feeling good about themselves. And then it comes to the self-actualization needs. And self-actualization describes the fulfillment of your full potential as a person. And you know, in the military, we used to call it the whole person concept. You have all these things going for you, and you have to manage all these things all at one time. And sometimes called self-fulfillment needs. And it occupies the highest spot on the Maslow pyramid. Self-actualization includes education, you know, self-development, you know, refining the talents in such areas like music, athletics, design, cooking, gardening, caring for others, and broader goals like, you know, a new language, traveling to new places and winning wars. You know, I always wanted to travel more, even though I traveled a lot while I was in the military. I just still now I'm not obligated to go where they want me to go as opposed to where I would want to go. So, you know, tapping in, at least schedule a vacation once a year and try to, you know, get that self-fulfillment by, you know, traveling and going to different places and getting that time in for yourself. So, yeah, just was an interesting topic about, you know, Maslow hierarchy, and, you know, just understanding that there are things that people don't even think about. They're just like robotic. They just this, go home, work, food, family, home, work, food. Kind of break it up a little bit and, you know, try something new every now and then. So that leads me into, you know, my next segment, which, you know, I'll be talking about the upcoming holiday seasons, you know, of course, starting tonight with Halloween. We got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas. But, you know, before we get into that, we're going to take another break with some more great music. And our next song is going to be Water, which is one of my favorite songs. It's so jazzy, it's groovy. It's by Tyler. So we'll be right back shortly after this.
Night. I'll see you later.
Make me swear. Make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water, make me sweat, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'm a bee in a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it, what you're hiding. Ooh, talk is cheap, so show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul?
Blow my mind. a code away, you can stay inside it. Can you blow my mind? Oh, set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul from it? I don't wanna wait. I'm taking, take me where I ain't been before. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body, whole body.
Okay, welcome back. That was Tyler, Water, and I love that song. I really do. You are listening to Motivation Station on Hawk Radio Live, the official radio station for Hillsborough Community College here in Tampa, Florida. Again, I am your host, the lovely Lynn, and I know it's been a little discombobulated today, and I'm trying to get it together, but I hope you're enjoying the show and things that I'm trying to, you know, let you know about. You know, the holiday season is upon us. This year went by so fast. I mean, we are Halloween, the end of October 2024, and now we're shortly after that, one more day, we'll be in November, of course, and it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and, you know, everything is just moving really, really fast, and time waits on no one. You know, we got a Halloween tonight, you know, trick-or-treaters are out. Make sure you're watching out for the little kitties out there running around, and making sure they're safe, parents, you know, reflectors, you got candy. You know, I used to take my kids candy, you know, they would go and we'd go trick-or-treating and, you know, all the golden rule, don't touch the candy till you get home. And you get home and then you check the candy and your parents check the candy before the kids get to it. And next thing you know, the candy's sitting there months after months because they really forget about the candy. It was the cool thing to see which candy you're going to get. If you're going to get a full-size Snicker bar or a bunch of chocolate or a bunch of, you know, chewing gum, bubble gum, you know. So it's for the kids. I know in my neighborhood, towards the end of the evening after Halloween, you know, the younger ones are home. You get the older ones, kind of the high school ones, you know, borderline, you know, middle school, high schoolers, and they all come out. And, you know, sometimes it's an opportunity for people to get rid of candy. I know that, you know, if I didn't give out all the candy, it would just sit there. And, you know, my kids weren't big candy eaters, and neither was I, and my husband didn't also. So the candy would sit there, and they would come get the candy. And, you know, that's like, you're too old to be trick-or-treating, you know. So they're out there trying to enjoy a little bit of Halloween. I know people in the neighborhood, some neighborhoods here in Tampa have like huge displays, Halloween, haunted houses in their front yard, cool things to do and see and be a part of. Of course, there's Busch Gardens, you know, there's Hollow Scream. I think Busch Gardens run until the first week of November. They still have in their Halloween Hollow Scream I think that still continues. And so if you didn't get a chance to get out there, I think they'll still be doing that this weekend. And you got Screamageddon, which my nephew went to, out in, I think it's in Dade City. You know, people go out there and get that live action. And then you got Universal in Orlando. So, you know, there's a lot of things to get out there and get into. And, you know, a lot of churches, they have kind of like, I forgot the name. Oh, goodness. They call it another name where the kids, they don't have any Halloween, anything gory. They dress up like, you know, cute characters. And they do little festivals at their churches also. So if you're into that and want to be a harvest, I think it's called a harvest festival. And get out there and check around for that. They have a lot of them that actually, you know, don't necessarily lean towards the more evil side of Halloween, but more friendlier side, and can get out and get candy and have some good fun there. Tampa, you know, they got a lot of events going on tonight. You know, I guess it's on events.com at Tampa. They got a Halloween bar crawl. It's in South Tampa, and it's from 4:30 to 11:30. You got a Halloween party 2024 at Magdalene Grove. It's from 9 to 11 o'clock tonight. That's here in Tampa, Florida. You have a bowling, Halloween bowling, MacDill Air Force Base, you know, my home, old stomping grounds, are doing like a bowling party there for Halloween. Let's see. You know, I wonder if there any hay rides, like real stuff. You got Stage Fright, which is in Carrollwood. I'm not sure what that is. It's kind of a holiday function tonight. It's a lot. Let's see. You got Halloween in Plymouth Park. It's from 6 to 9 today. And they got Halloween Skate Night. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 at Skate World in Tampa. So there's a lot of events one can get into this Halloween night. Just make sure everybody's safe. You know, if you please don't drink and drive. If you have a designated driver, please do so. Make it a safe night. It's a kid night. And it's also for the adults. Can have fun in this holiday. But soon as the holiday is over, we're going to be seeing turkeys on sale and getting Thanksgiving meals and dinners planned and, you know, traveling out of town for Thanksgiving. So, you know, by the time Thanksgiving comes, we will know, hopefully, if we have a new president. And to be in the United States. And so it's just a lot going on, folks. And then shortly after that, you got the Christmas. And Christmas, Black Friday, gifts, you know, Christmas parties, you know, holiday. This is the type of time of year that it just flies by. And constantly, you know, things are going on and moving and you know, sports, football, you know, it's an exciting time. So you just got to find a time to find the good in all the mutiny and mutt over the airways and over the news. Sometimes you pull back from the news. Just, I know it's kind of hard right now because the election is on November 5th, but just kind of take a break and get a good movie and watch and just relax your mind. So I am looking forward to all of the holidays that are coming, and I hope you all plan something good for your family and your friends, or be a part of something, or, you know, and just enjoy your time alone if that's the case. So we're gonna move on, and I'm wrap it up with my final segment. It's my motivational focus and topic of the week. You know, I still push good vibes. You know, everybody, you know, need to get up and start grooving. My next artist is Wiz Khalifa, one of my favorite songs, because I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I had to get a plug in there after our win last week. So it is Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. Enjoy.
Stripe, yellow paint. I hear they scared of it, but them pros ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. It's the big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you out here checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for him, boy, I'm breaking hearts. No keys, push to start. Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big. Yeah, screaming ass nuts. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Reppin' my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Got a call from my jeweler, this just in. And women love me cause I'm messing with their best friends. Not a lesbian, but she a freak though. This ain't for one night, I'm shining all week, bro. I'm sipping Clico and rocking yellow diamonds. So many rocks up in my watch, I can't tell what the time is. Got a pocket full of big faces. Throw it up cause everybody that I'm with, Taylor. Yeah,
You know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Reppin' my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I put it down from the whip to my diamonds. I'm in.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Stay fly like how I'm supposed to do. That crowd underneath them clouds can't get close to you. And my car look unapproachable. Super clean, but it's super mean. She wanna ride with them cats. Count stacks, get fly, take trips, and that's that. Real rap, I let her get. She want and she feel that. Convertible drop feel, 87 the top pill. Back,
You know what it is.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
Y'all already know what it is, man. If you don't, you should by
right
now.
My town, when you see me, you know everything. I put it down,
Taylor Gang.
You know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big. Yeah, screaming ass nuts. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Reppin' my town, when you see me, you know everything.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Okay, welcome back, folks. That was my team theme song, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. I don't know if that's the actual theme music. It just, they're from Pittsburgh. They play it at the game sometime. But yeah, that was Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. And just to remind you, you are listening to Motivation Station on Hawk Radio at HCC Community College. And again, I am your host, a lovely Lynn. And before the break, you know, I mentioned, you know, I share and discuss my kind of motivational focus topic of the week. You know, I listen and I, you know, look at Ralph Marston. He gives out daily motivators. And so here's his daily motivator for today before we wrap it up. And it says, work through complexity. A complicated situation can be intimidating to the point you'd much rather avoid it. But once you step into it and start methodically working through it, you begin to get a handle on it. Diving into a frustrating complexity is certainly not most people's idea of a good time, but doing so is likely to bring valuable results. Establish a starting point by finding some aspect that you can understand and articulate. Then work outward from there. Admit what you don't know and be eager to ask honest questions. Seek to be humble and cooperative rather than arrogant or accusing. Instead of trying to prove something, focus on learning all you can. In place of casting blame, identify opportunities to solve problems and improve the situation. As daunting as it may appear from the outside, there's plenty of value hidden within complexity. Be willing to work your way through complexity and bring that value to your life. And that was by Ralph Marston, a great daily motivator. Sometimes it hit the spot, whatever you need for that moment. So I just want to, you know, thank you guys for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the show and our time together. You know, try to bring you motivation and from my motivation station. And again, this is your host, Lovely Lynn, and bringing you uplifting vibes and motivation for your day. Next week, I'm sure, you know, we'll be talking about the election again and anything to help transition on to more holiday stuff and things going on in Tampa. I am going to send you back to the HCC Radio Live. I guess you guys have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Here we go, come with me. There's a world out there that we should see. Take my hand, close your eyes. With you right here, I'm a rocketeer. Let's fly.
Up, up, here we go, go. If you really want it, got a jet pack with your name on it. Above the clouds in the atmosphere, just say the words and we out of here.